Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to wrap up the Super Bowl conversation before we jump over to the awards. Welcome back here on Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. We talked a lot about the AFC, not as much on the NFC. Here's the lead, Sam. Because to your point about the AFC just being weak and it's wide open, this screams it. This truly backs it up. Look at the odds. NFC. The top four teams for Super Bowl odds are all in the NFC before they even get to an AFC team. So that certainly supports what you said about how awful the AFC is this year, which is insane when you look at the quarterbacks in that conference.
It really makes me want to do more AFC stuff than Super Bowl in some weird way. But then I could also be convinced, well, look, if the top four teams that win the Super Bowl are in the NFC, that gives the AFC some value. But it also, like, it's a complex conversation because if the books are saying...
Because I would say... Right? But I still think the NFC is wide open. So we've got more value on these teams down the board in the NFC.
The truth is the top eight teams in the NFL right now are separated by less than 2 points. So knowing that, there's value down the board. The value is not on the Rams or the Seahawks. I mean, it's definitely not on the Seahawks. We were talking about them at 30-1 to win the conference. Now they're 850 to win the Super Bowl. So you're not going to find the relative value there. The value now is on teams like the Bills at 10, or the Colts at 15, who are going in the wrong direction. The Lions at 22. The Chargers are just so banged up on the O-line, but that's a team that was 22-1. Now they're 40-1. Like, you're not trying to be late to the Rams, Seahawk, Bronco, Patriot party. You're trying to be ahead of the curve before these other teams get hot. If they get hot, the Bills, the Colts, the Lions, I can't get there on the Niners, the Cowboys. The Cowboys are 70-1, like you said. Like, if Dallas gets in, what's that price? If they make the playoff, they're at minimum 30-1. Even that sounds high, like 25, maybe, if they get into the playoff. Forget 70. Forget it.
Let's have that Cowboys conversation. So we talked about how dangerous they are. Dak playing at a very high level. It was a defense that was laughed at in the first couple months of the season. Nobody's laughing anymore. They make some additions to that D-line, then all of a sudden things have certainly changed, right? They have the third easiest schedule moving forward. Third softest schedule in the NFL. Detroit on Thursday, we mentioned that. But after that, always it easy. Minnesota, who's under center? Is it going to be Brosmer, like McCarthy? Does it matter? Minnesota, Chargers, Commanders, Giants. That's their remaining schedule. I'm giving them Minnesota, Washington. Well, maybe I shouldn't with Washington. Jaden Daniels could come back. But I'm giving them Minnesota and the Giants right now. That puts them at 8 wins with a tie. And so between Detroit, Chargers, Commanders, if you get 2, you're definitely in. What if So right now you look at it, you're like, okay, if they sneak in, it's going to be tough. They're going to have to go on the road. What if they catch the Eagles?
Just beat
Eagles
them.
Eagles just lost back-to-back games. Yep. You just beat them. You end up splitting on the year. But let's see. What do the Eagles have? They go to the Chargers this week. They have Vegas. They have Washington, Buffalo. Okay, they got Washington twice. There's a chance they could catch them, though. There's a real chance here. So Dallas 70-1. Man. So let's play this out with Thursday. Do they have to win Thursday to make it?
Yes.
Okay. So you just grab the 70. You don't wait on it. You don't wait and say, okay, well, if they lose, it's going to be like 100, and then I'm going to jump in, because then it's going to be so hard to get in.
If they win on Thursday, we're talking about a price that'll go from 70 to 45, maybe 40. See, that's because I just know how things work, because the book has to lower it, and then people are still going to bet it. So that number that I threw out about if they get in at 25 is too high, because they're not in. They're 6-5-1, and they're 70. If they're 7-5-1, they're 40. If they're in the playoffs, they're 20 or 18. So that's how the math would work if they were to do their jobs. I still, though, I'd rather bet NFC at 30-1 than Super Bowl at 70, because I have an easier out point, an easier exit. I can exit or hedge in the NFC championship game. If you have a Super Bowl ticket, it becomes more difficult, because you got to win the title game to get to the Super Bowl. Can you imagine, by the way, if we get to the NFC championship and it's Dallas against Green Bay? Can you imagine?
It'd be awesome. And it could be. Houston. Like, I'm looking at these teams that are 6, 7, 8 seeds right now. That's how wide open this is. In the past, you would never do that. You would just look at the very top and have that conversation. Like, I'm looking past New England. I'm looking past Denver. Like, those are the 1 and 2 seeds right now in the AFC. The 1 and 2 seeds in the NFC are Chicago and the LA Rams, while the LA Rams are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. So you're not going to bet it now at less than 5-1. But man, it's a fun year. And there are all these crazy things that could happen. Cincinnati has a soft schedule the rest of the way. What if Burrow wins 5 in a row like he did last year at the end of this season? That happens again. Can they sneak in? Anybody can pick a favorite team. So if you go long shot, I'm identifying a long shot as, let's call it 25-1 or higher. What's your play right now?
To win the Super Bowl.
You can go NFC. You can, yeah. You just say Super Bowl, like deep run, right? That's what we're looking for.
You know what? I'm going to stop being a bitch, and I'm going to bet the Cowboys to win the NFC at 30-1. I'm tired of giving good bets that I don't bet and win. Yes. Cowboys, NFC champion, 30-1. I'm betting
Cowboys
the
win.
Break.
Cowboys went out Thursday. Let's text Shay, see where he's at on this.
We should get Shay on the show Thursday, actually.
Yeah, we should. It's a good idea. Woo! Yeah, I mean, he's probably got a lot to say, because, like, the Texas hype train, even though they have 3 losses in the SEC, and most people were saying, okay, you get 3 losses, you're automatically out. They beat 3 top 10 teams. Like, tonight is going to be a lot about Miami, Ole Miss, and Texas. So I'm really looking forward. We know it's a TV show and all that stuff, but as you get to the end, what the committee is saying does mean a lot.
No doubt. I'm just thinking more big picture from this segment. If you turn on a TV show, they're all going to be debating who's going to win the Super Bowl, the Rams or the Packers. And we're like, no. What about the Cowboys, 70s?
What about the Texans?
Like, oh, forever
the Texans,
looking
we lost
for value.
The 40. We lost the 40.
Well, there's nobody on TV that's going to have this conversation, because everybody wants to tell you the obvious.
Yes.
Everything that's obvious is talked about on TV. These are the conversations that you have to have, because this is how people that are trying to make money think about it. When everybody's saying the Rams – You don't want to be on the Rams. You want to be on the Rams before all that. You want to be on the Rams 6 weeks ago, not December 2nd. And, you know, playing it forward, if the Cowboys win on Thursday and win the next couple games, we're all going to remember this conversation. Because then everybody on TV, oh, don't let Dak get in. Don't let the Cowboys get hot. Well, we talked about it 3 weeks ago.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Cowards.
You have a bet that you thought was dead, and I don't think it's dead. And I'm looking at it this morning. Yes, I have a JSN ticket at a big number, so I'm thrilled with where he's at. He's a pick 'em price right now, Jonathan Taylor for Offensive Player of the Year. The number keeps floating on Christian McCaffrey. It's 40. Like, the amount of touches he gets every game. Let me look it up.
GM's got 15.
15? I saw 40 this morning, man.
I believe you. I'm just saying that's a huge gap. I mean, at 40, I would take some more 40. Why not? For $100?
Blue Book is 40. You're right. Everybody else is 15 to 20 range.
Well, people listening to this show are probably going to move that off the 40 if I don't do it myself. I mean, you bet $100 to win 4,000. Five people bet that, they're down to 20. Like, that's how it works. It's all liability. They don't have any McCaffrey liability. They're trying to create some because they're probably inundated with Taylor and JSN money. So what they're doing right now is, all right, let's just move to 40 and write some bets. They don't know the BetSweats Army is ready to tee off on them at 40 to 1.
Well, neither of those guys, Taylor or JSN, did anything this weekend. But they're still just kind of, okay, it's going to be one of them. I don't know, man. Someone's going to get all this credit. Somebody's going to get some credit for everything that San Francisco is doing this year. And how are they doing it? Not quite sure. But they keep winning. I would think somebody's going to get some credit as long as this continues. And then you just see CMC and he's out there getting a million touches every game. Like, okay, if these guys falter a little bit down the stretch like they did this past week, there could be an opening. He'd be the guy.
I would love that. I have already counted a lot of those bets as losers on McCaffrey. I'm so upset, man, because I think about the Niners thing a lot. I really thought Saleh going there was going to be the bee's knees. And it turns out it was true. The problem is three of their best four players on defense are hurt. Like I said this yesterday, if they didn't have all the injuries on defense, we'd be talking about them as a Super Bowl contender. But they're not because their defense is shredded by injuries. But they're going to win 12 or 13 games, man, even with everybody hurt.
Yep. I know. It's remarkable for them to have 9 wins with everything that they've dealt with. Truly remarkable job by Shanahan. And that's something that we need to discuss probably coming up in the final hour of the show, because I know you want to talk about Shanahan for Coach of the Year, even though everybody assumes that it's got to be Vrabel, it's got to be Ben Johnson. I don't know. There's a lot of football left. Talk about that coming up and more, and also a Heisman watch. You didn't get to that yet. We'll do that next right here on BetSwitch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.